Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, October 27th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are supported this week by Card Pointers. Leading off today, according to a new report from Bloomberg, the next generation iPad Pro is set to gain a subtle yet important upgrade: vapor chamber cooling. This should help future iPad Pro models stay performant while still being fanless and incredibly thin. With the M4 iPad Pro last year, Apple overhauled the cooling system with a copper heatsink that dissipates heat throughout the Apple logo on the back of the iPad. That, however, has proven to not be quite enough for the most intense workflows, so Apple wants to bring a vapor chamber to the M6 iPad Pro for users looking to push performance even further. Apple debuted its first vapor chamber cooling system on the iPhone 17 Pro this year, a change that has essentially eliminated overheating on the iPhone during normal tasks. Given the success of that, Bloomberg says that the vapor chamber for the iPad Pro is now in development, and Apple is planning to integrate it as soon as the next round of updates. Apple is on an 18-month upgrade cycle for the iPad Pro, so this suggests the vapor chamber could be added around spring of 2027. It won't benefit every iPad Pro user, but it will benefit those who push the iPad Pro to the limits with things like video and photo editing, gaming, and other intense tasks. Next up today, Bloomberg has another report on an upcoming Apple Maps change that could prove to be very controversial. Mark Gurman says that Apple is working on bringing advertising to Apple Maps search as soon as next year. This is part of a larger effort for Apple to grow its services revenue by bringing more advertising to iOS. Apple has been kicking around the idea of ads in Apple Maps for some time now, but Bloomberg says that Apple is now moving forward with these plans as the effort gains traction among Apple executives. Apple's current plan is to bring advertising to Apple Maps sometime next year. It'll work similar to the App Store's search ads system, so this means a business would be able to pay more to be placed more prominently in Apple Maps search results. So let's say that you search for the closest Costco to you. Sam's Club, theoretically, could pay Apple in advertising so its result would appear before Costco, even though Costco is what you searched for. Again, it's similar to how sometimes you might search for Instagram in the App Store and see an ad for TikTok first. Bloomberg says Apple will leverage AI to ensure that results are relevant and useful, and the interface will be cleaner than what Google Maps offers for its advertising implementations. The risk here, of course, is that Apple faces backlash from consumers. Apple Maps has long been praised for the lack of advertising in comparison to its competitors like Google Maps and Waze, so it is giving up one of its biggest competitive edges if it were to implement Apple Maps advertising. We are supported this week by Card Pointers, the best way to earn more from your credit cards every day. Card Pointers is available across all of Apple's platforms, and most users save over $750 per year simply by learning which card to use for which transaction. Card Pointers recently got a major update with support for new iOS 26 features and a liquid glass redesign. Hit the link in the show notes to save 50% off a Card Pointers annual or lifetime subscription and to help support 9to5 Mac daily. Running out today, Apple's Vice President of Apple Pay and Apple Wallet, Jennifer Bailey, delivered a keynote at the Money 2020 USA conference this weekend. During her keynote, Bailey touted the current state of Apple's payment efforts, sharing new stats on Apple Pay, the growing versatility of Apple Wallet, and more. Citing internal Apple data, Bailey revealed that Apple Pay has stopped more than $1 billion in fraud over the past year. In comparison to traditional credit and debit card fraud prevention, she says that Apple Pay reduces fraud by over 60% compared to those traditional payment methods, and in some cases that number actually spikes to as high as 90%. Bailey also highlighted the widespread prevalence of Apple Pay acceptance, saying that it's now supported at 90% of retailers in the United States. For comparison's sake, Apple Pay was supported at 3% of retailers in the U.S. when it launched 11 years ago. Nowadays, however, the Apple Wallet Foundation extends well beyond Apple Pay. This includes things like transit cards, hotel keys, car keys, IDs, and more. These features have been slower to gain traction than Apple Pay itself, but their acceptance continues to expand. Transit features are available in 250 regions and 800 cities around the world. Over 2 million hotel room keys have been provisioned through Apple Wallet, and over 65,000 hotel rooms now support Apple Wallet keys. Car Key, meanwhile, is in Apple Wallet and available across 29 different car manufacturers. And finally, one of the most popular Apple Wallet features is support for storing your ID or driver's license in the app. We've been chronicling the rollout of this feature since it first launched in 2021, and it recently hit its latest date with the addition of West Virginia last week. In total, the feature is supported in 12 states and Puerto Rico, as well as Japan's My Number Card system. Bailey also reaffirmed that Apple will soon roll out digital IDs and wallet with support for U.S. passports. This feature is currently expected to launch sometime before the end of the year, and it will enable users to securely present an ID at select TSA checkpoints during domestic travel. Bailey's keynote was a clear way to tout the expansion of Apple Pay and Apple Wallet, and to maybe push back against some of the criticism that the latest features added to Apple Wallet have been slower to launch than others. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.